first suspect, Joe, was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman's testimony.
The apparently unimportant fact.
I suspected the postman after he came.
Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Listen regularly to this thrilling series. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, a sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters depicted in this story are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In the story we presented last time in this series, Barking Dogs Don't Bite. Do you remember this scene? Corporal Lansing of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, suspecting that there will be trouble in the town of Georgeville because of Doc Harley, the local bad man, is staying in Elaine DeVoe's store. But late that same evening...
Who's there? Stop or I'll fire!
What's up, Elaine?
Somebody tried to break in, Corporal. I heard some kicks on the door, and I called out.
That's what woke me.
That's what woke me, ladies and gentlemen, was the hidden clue. Elaine's watchdog, Duke, always barked loudly when somebody approached the store. But this time, he did not bark, indicating to Corporal Lansing that no one had tried to break in, that Elaine DeVoe had faked the attempt. Now we present End of the Trail. Late one evening, just before the spring roundup gets underway on the 7 cattle ranches near Painted Butte, Texas, a group of riders swoops down on a small herd of cattle on the X Bar Y Ranch. After a short and one-sided battle, Curly and Squint of the X Bar Y crawl through a copse of greasewood trees and hold a brief conference.
I'll trail these rustlers, Squint. You get back to the ranch house and tell Miss Jackie what happened.
Nix, I'm going with you.
Nothing doing. One of us maybe can trail them, but both of us are armed.
Well, where do you figure they're heading?
They'll probably go through Longhorn Pass into Painted Butte, Squint. Leastways, that's the safest for them. You get it for the house now. Tell Miss Jackie I'll meet her at the sheriff's office in the morning.
We aren't blaming you, Sheriff, but rustling cattle has got to be made an unhealthy business.
Sure, but Painted Butte takes in a big hunk of territory.
Well, when my father was alive...
Now, look here, miss. I got near 500 square miles of Texas to watch, and I don't get hardly any money. If I was one of them city cops, I could...
All right, Sheriff, we've heard the sad story before, but if you don't do something this time, the ranchers are likely to take the law into their own hands.
That's right, Sheriff.
Well, how?
Oh, we could go into Painted Buttes, find the rustlers, and string them up. There wouldn't be no trial to that, and it wouldn't be legal. Now, just to make it legal, why not make me a deputy sheriff?
Well, I...
You're going to be up against bigger trouble than you are if you don't, Sheriff.
There's 6 other ranch owners who feel the way I do.
Well, okay, Miss Jackie. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to uphold the law to the best of your ability?
Yep.
Well, here's your badge.
Thanks. There's one thing more, Sheriff.
Well?
Keep it under your hat, see, but I've a hunch that the real boss of this rustling outfit lives here.
What's that?
Oh, not necessarily in town. Maybe on one of the ranches. Maybe on mine. I don't know. But I figure it this way. Only small herds of prime stock have been taken, like mine last night. Now, it stands to reason that the rustlers know where those herds are staked out, don't it? And there's going to be plenty of action in these parts, Sheriff. We're going to get the boss rustler. But I don't reckon your jail's going to be overcrowded. And that's why I called you together, gentlemen. Has anyone got anything to say?
Well...
Speak your piece, Ed.
Naturally, I ain't got no objection to putting a stop to these rustlers, but seeing as we don't know how they work, it kind of looks like we was licked before we start.
Maybe, but that's a chance we have to take.
And what I'm getting at, Miss Jackie, is what's to keep them from raiding, well, say, my ranch, while we're chasing them from one end of Painted Butte to the other.
Well, today's rustlers don't work like that, Ed. If it was 50 years ago, I'd say it'd be better to wait till they'd taken a big herd and then chase them. But these rustlers take only small herds. And that's why I believe it's a small game.
Well, maybe.
I figure the cattle will be held in Painted Butte, probably in a box canyon for a couple of days, and then taken east by trucks.
She's right, Ed. Rustlers don't work in big gangs no more.
That's why I think a group of about 20 of us will be enough. They may have submachine guns and quick-shooting rifles, but we know the country, and we're fighting to keep our property. Now, suppose we figure which of us will go and be ready to start early in the morning.
With Miss Jackie Petrie as their chosen leader, the determined cowpunchers and ranch owners crossed the fertile plains to Painted Butte, arriving at Longhorn Pass late the following afternoon.
Hold up.
We'll need 5 men here to guard the pass. I don't think them rustlers will be foolhardy enough to try to cross the desert unless they have plenty of water.
Yeah, but maybe they'll leave the butte some other way, Miss Jackie.
Maybe yes and maybe no, Bill, but we'll drive them this way if possible. The idea is to get them between two fires.
I reckon Miss Jackie knows what she's doing, Bill.
Well, if I was leading this posse, I
You ain't. So shut up for a spell. He won't give you no more talk, ma'am.
Thanks. Now we'll leave Joe, Lefty, Frenchie, Pete, and Squint here.
Hey, what's the big idea? We ain't no good.
We don't want to be here.
Now, wait. Quiet down, men. You fellas will be the best guards because you know each other real well. You know what kind of shots you are and how to place yourself,
I
see?
Sure we do.
Now, we'll pitch camp here at this end of the pass and start hunting for the rustlers the first thing in the morning. This looks like the end of the trail, boys. A herd of cattle was driven into this canyon within the last 3 days.
Come on, let's ride in and blast them dirty
No, rustlers. No, none of that, men. They know we're coming and they're ready. Hey, Jones.
Yes, ma'am?
You take your men to the east side of the entrance.
Right.
Bill and Ed Clark go north about 1,000 yards and cover the entrance itself.
Okay.
The rest of you come with me. Take your places, but don't fire till I give the signal. One pistol shot. Then fire at will and make every shot count. If they break out, the boys at the pass will get them. Come on, let's go! Is everything set for the signal, Curly?
Yes, ma'am. Let her go.
How many do you figure are left?
Only the 3 that got into the stone hut over there.
They can hold us off for a couple of days in there.
Yeah, what do you say we crawl closer? There's plenty of cover to within almost 30 feet.
Right. Me and Curly are going to crawl to the shack. You boys cover us. Come on, Curly.
Maybe they'll find it healthy to keep away from windows.
Yeah. Let's run for the door.
Right.
All right, Curly.
Yeah, he just nicked me.
You stand there. I'll shoot the door in.
Shit.
Grab the ceiling, Jets.
I might have known it'd end like this. Oh, Curly.
Hank Jenkins.
Yeah, what's left of me. You know, I was aiming to settle down.
Who's the boss of this gang, Hank?
It's me.
You're lying.
Can you prove it, Curly?
How'd you get the cattle out of here?
Well, you might as well know. Don't see no harm in it now. Me driving through the pass a couple of miles north, and then across the Double C Range.
The Clark Brothers' outfit?
Sure, but the cowpunchers wasn't in on it. One of the Clarks fixed up the whole deal.
Which one, Hank?
Only one of them, Miss Jackie. Only one. The other's honest. Maybe you didn't know that one of the Clarks is crazy. From Loco, he figured...
Which one, Bill or Ed?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Hey, what's that, Curly?
Well, Bill and Ed have lit out. Turned all the horses loose. Come on.
Late the same evening, the posse has surrounded the bunkhouse of the Double C Ranch in pursuit of Bill and Ed Clark.
Hands up, Bill.
There won't be any shooting, gents.
There better not be, Bill. The house is covered from all sides. Now, tell your brother to come out.
Ed? Ed is dead.
What? Huh? He killed himself. I don't think you folks knew that Ed was... Well, he wasn't like the rest of us. But he wasn't that way all the time, and I didn't think he had turned cattle rustler.
Of course you didn't, Bill.
You know, Miss Jackie, I didn't suspect that at all.
How'd you find out?
Well, I guess it must have been when you gents was closing in on them rustlers. Eddie nudged me, and I looked around and seen his six-gun pointing dead at me. Ed didn't say nothing, just took my six-gun and rifle.
Don't reckon there was much you could do, Bill.
Well, I thought Ed had just got one of his queer spells on. And then he says, come with me, Bill. Well, he tied me on my horse and then turned loose the other cayuses. After riding north a couple of miles, we went through a canyon.
Yeah, we know. We followed the trail.
Of course, ma'am. Well, after getting here, he tells me he was boss of the rustlers.
I see. And made you sit in a chair in the corner there, huh?
Yes. And then he sat down right where he is now. He laid the rifle across his lap and he just sat there.
Oh, so he could watch out both windows, huh?
Yeah, he was going to fight it out, Miss Jackie. He was going to fight it out, but well, maybe the queer spell wore off. I kind of think it did. He realized what he'd done, because all of a sudden he picked up the rifle and put it against his forehead and shot himself.
Well, tell me one thing. You haven't touched anything, have you?
No, not a thing. The rifle's across his lap just where it fell.
Everything looks all right to me, Curly. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks all right, Miss Jackie, but Bill's lying.
Curly, you...
That was him and me in no time to call shots.
But Bill didn't...
Miss Jackie, the whole time he was telling us about Ed killing himself, Bill's hand was on his six gun, and he wouldn't have done that if he was telling the truth.
A few hours later...
Are you satisfied with the proof we found in Bill Clark's papers, Miss Jackie?
Yeah, he was the rustler, all right, Curly. Say, did you suspect him all along?
Nope. Not till we came in and saw Ed.
Oh, not till then, Curly, huh?
No, ma'am. I suspected Ed at first because of the way he acted and wanted us to ride north in the Painted Buttes instead of south. But I don't know. I guess that was just the part he knew best, that's why. But I knew Bill was lying about Ed having killed himself when
Ladies and gentlemen... Did you discover the hidden clue that caused Curly Mason to suspect that Bill Clark was lying about his brother's death? Write into this station and tell us the hidden clue you found. And to check your powers of observation and deduction, listen for the correct hidden clue in this story the next time we present Suspicion.